off-road events, plus Beijing 25. They present possibilities to reinstate the rights and needs of off-road descendants on the political agenda of the international community, and also to re-echo the case of the Afro-descendants within the descendants on the political agenda of the international community, and also to re-echo the case of the Afro-descendants within the context of the ICPD in our specific case. Ethnic racial text of the ICPD in our specific case. Ethnic racial dimension in data collection, which is also one of our key recommendations, and the production of information as a key step. To identify the living conditions of people of African descent and the persistent inequality gaps. This is the first step required to identify the living conditions of people of African descent and the persistent inequality gaps. This is the first step required for the design of appropriate policies and the allocation of resources they need. We also need to develop more public support for the design of appropriate policies and the allocation of resources they need. We also need to develop more public policies aimed at eliminating inequalities in line with the recommendations of the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Policies aimed at eliminating inequalities in line with the recommendations of the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, the CEDAW and the Montevideo Consensus in particular, and those recommendations aimed at ensuring elimination. The CEDAW and the Montevideo Consensus in particular, and those recommendations aimed at ensuring universal access to sexual and reproductive health for women and young people. We also need all measures to improve the living conditions of Afro-descendant women, and they must take into account the broader context of the communities where they live. With a strong commitment to the eradication of poverty and the guarantee of real development opportunities. We also need to advocate for increased participation and representation in decision-making processes that affect their livelihood and their communities. We consider that building on the identified prospects, amongst others, we need a four-dimensional building block that could be promoted in the sense of advancing a four-dimensional building block that could be promoted in the sense of advancing a global strategy for addressing the needs of Afro-descendants. And this building block should include some concrete actions such as a global strategy for addressing the needs of Afro-descendants. And this building block should include some concrete actions such as expanding global programs and operational support frameworks, expanding evidence-based advocacy, expanding global programs and operational support frameworks, expanding evidence-based advocacy and fostering the exchange of knowledge, brokering partnerships with government, intergovernment, civil society organizations, and fostering the exchange of knowledge, brokering partnerships with government, intergovernment, civil society organizations, and academia, and promoting policy changes through raising the voice and representation of Afro-descendants in intergovernmental and academia, and promoting policy changes through raising the voice and representation of Afro-descendants in intergovernmental and social development dialogues. And the fourth building block would be strengthening institutional architecture to drive social development dialogues. And the fourth building block would be strengthening institutional architecture to drive political objectives, and I can talk more about that in the Q&A. Speaking as political objectives, and I can talk more about that in the Q&A. Speaking as UNFPA, we recognize that if we want to fully deliver on our mandate on the ICPD program of action, FPA, we recognize that if we want to fully deliver on our mandate on the ICPD program of action, and if we want to achieve the 2030 agenda and achieve sustainable development goals, and leave no one behind, and if we want to achieve the 2030 agenda and achieve sustainable development goals, and leave no one behind, we must really reach first those who'd been left the furthest behind. And normally when I'm asked, who are those? We must really reach first those who'd been left the furthest behind. And normally when I'm asked, who are those? I always mention women and girls, but of course then women and girls of African descent, they've been left even furthest behind because I always mention women and girls, but of course then women and girls of African descent, they've been left even furthest behind because so far we have little data to show the number and the scope of of the challenge. We therefore commit to continue to invest in women and girls and young people of African descent and work with partners of the challenge. We therefore commit to continue to invest in women and girls and young people of African descent and work with partners including governments, UN agencies, civil society, academia, and activists to ensure rights, equity,